Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Dr. Gerald Martman joins us now for more, a biomedical scientist and leading rooibos researcher. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Martman. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited for this conversation, and I must tell you, black rooibos tea actually reminds me of my paternal grandmother growing up. It was one of her favorite drinks. So when I heard that men actually use it like this or have a preference for black rooibos, I was pleasantly surprised. What's influencing their taste buds?
Well, this is a very interesting discussion, and it's interesting that you actually say it reminds you of your maternal grandmother. Interestingly, 55% of the 700 men that responded to our survey actually said that they drink rooibos because it reminds them of their family members and close loved ones when they grew up.
Right? That's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry.
So I was definitely going to say, well, this is influencing our consumption trends based on our family and behaviors and nuances. But maybe talk us through, you know, the rest of the results in the survey. You know, what other drinks were we competing with to actually evaluate South African tastes?
Yes. So I guess the one that's at this point on everyone's lips is the fact that we asked the men, so if you are in a social setting, right, what beverage do you prefer? And it was interesting to see that rooibos actually tied with beer. So 47% of the men actually were saying, well, both rooibos and beer in a social setting. So this was quite interesting. And then when we asked them, well, what happens after a long day when you've had a stressful day? What is the beverage that you prefer? And rooibos was sitting at the top of the list at 32%, followed by beer at 19% only, and wine at 11%.
Oh, my, this is, you know what this dispels though, Dr. Marman, is all those soapies we grew up watching, and there'd always be a shot of whiskey that yeah. these businessmen would have. So maybe it was just rooibos and not the whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. Actually, I always wondered about that. And they never put ice or anything in it. It's just the pure whiskey
exactly.
as it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm also intrigued just to talk about, I guess, you know, you're a biomedical scientist and a rooibos researcher. Yeah. And we've obviously well aware that rooibos has a lot of phenomenal health benefits. And yeah. so much so that we've also driven to protect it from a business and economic point of view. Now having its
yes.
name copywritten, protected intellectually in
yes.
South Africa. Talk
yes.
us through that progress and, you know, what growth we've been seeing within the rooibos industry from a health point of view, but also the economics yeah. and the business side of things.
Yes, I think it's definitely encouraging to see that we as a country, we're doing more to protect what belongs to our, you know, our country. I think we have to do that, especially because rooibos is such an amazing tisane. So in my lab, I've got a research group that actually investigates the cardioprotective effects of rooibos. And you know, for all of us have always thought it's only a tea. I mean, come on, is it really that amazing? But in the last 10 years, a lot of research, especially from my lab as well, has actually substantiated these claims that rooibos actually does protect the heart against heart disease. And it's kind of fascinating to see that it can actually reduce your bad cholesterol and thereby protect against cardiovascular disease. And seeing that we're talking about men's, seeing that we're in men's month for men's health, you know, men suffer from things like prostate cancer and low sperm motility and low sperm count and infertility. And the rooibos has actually been shown to increase sperm concentration.
Really?
It's been shown to protect against prostate cancer. So that's how fascinating it is. It's really not just the tea. So if you go to the lab and you have cancer cells, prostate cancer cells,
uh-huh.
if you put the rooibos on top of the cancer cells, it kills the cancer cell.
During like a test under the microscope?
Yeah. Yes, it kills the cancer cells, which is Very amazing. So this is, I think this is why it's so important for men to actually start drinking rooibos. And when we look at the survey, I think it is very encouraging to see that a lot of South African men are switching from beer to rooibos.
No more drafts, eh? Maybe just a bigger cup of rooibos. I'm looking at my male colleague here in studio, Mudibedi, and I'm saying, hey, are you listening? When you leave here tonight, make sure you have a cup of rooibos tea. I think you and your wife will be very happy. But this also speaks, I guess, to the business side of it. And rooibos, not only in terms of a tea for consumption, but I've also seen it being used in a lot of beauty products. So you can see where my mind is, Dr. Marman. Soaps, body lotions, oils, even infused candles and the likes. And it's been really interesting to see how it is growing as a business sector. And maybe I'm keeping with the money link here because we are a business show. So I'm keen to find out if there are also partnerships that have been interwoven in terms of the biomedical studies too.
Absolutely. There's a lot of economical relationships that are being forged in the rooibos field. So the South African Rooibos Council is perfectly situated in this. Because what we've seen over the last 10 years, there's actually been a major increase in the number of rooibos farms. So these farms that produce the rooibos in South Africa. So now we actually find places like the Northern Cape, the Calvinia and those areas that previously did not even farm rooibos. Now you have black South Africans that actually own rooibos farms and own rooibos companies, and they partner with the South African Rooibos Council. And I think this is absolutely amazing to see.
Are you looking for investors in the form of people like me? You don't have much to spare, just a few rands that I can pull together.
There's always place for investors, eh? Always.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Dr. Marman. And I guess to close off with, next time I see a gentleman having a beer, I'll encourage him to have a cup of black rooibos. But most importantly, we also want to encourage, the research, the passion and the pride. And I guess, your key takeaway, given that you've devoted so much of your life, of your company, into understanding rooibos as a product, what are the key takeaways that we as South Africans need to be mindful of next time we purchase a cup of rooibos tea?
I think it is important for South Africans to realize that what we drink, whether it is coffee or tea or beer or wine or spirits, it eventually does affect our health. And especially for us as men, I think it is time for us to start taking responsibility for our own health. And it is fun, all good and games, to talk about how much we can drink beer and all these things. But it's time for us to start living healthy, and drinking rooibos is a way for us to do that.
Next time I see my brother and my dad, it's a cup of black rooibos tea for them with a dollop of honey.
Hey, amen to that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marman. This has been such a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. That's Dr. Gerald Marman joining us this evening. He's a biomedical scientist and leading rooibos researcher. And as you can tell, a study that's actually been conducted during Men's Health Month, highlighting that many men actually do prefer to have black rooibos as a drink of choice, coming in very close to the likes of beer, where spirits and wine would actually be further bottom on the list. And rooibos is actually a drink of choice instead of starting off their day with a cup of coffee. So, tells you something, there's health benefits. It's also a benefit to our economy and the downstream effects as well in terms of jobs, the farms and the processes and processing units and even the research labs that are able to keep themselves employed.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.